Dooku, how did we get down?
I don't know.
What's that smell?
The presages.
They've been burnt to a crisp. But how?
Master, I...
Dooku, your hands.
I looked down at the indigo light crackling around my fingers.
In my vision, I saw lightning coursing through bodies.
Dooku, you're going to be all right.
It's a mark of the dark side.
Not always.
Don't lie to me.
Tell me what you saw.
So many things.
Different futures collapsing in on each other. The Jedi storming the Senate.
Yes. And weapons. Terrible weapons.
The things you saw, they're not certainties. They're only possibilities.
I saw the Sith.
Things we can prevent.
But the lightning.
Your mind locked on to something.
My future.
No, definitely not.
But the dark side.
Runs through this place like a seam. Dooku, it used you, not the other way round. It latched onto your concern for us, twisting it, weaponizing it. This wasn't you, Dooku. The Presagers brought it upon themselves.
I saw it, dancing from my fingertips. It was a woman, with bone-white skin.
It was just a vision, and visions fade. We'll get away from this place and purge the memories, I promise.
Sifo-Dyas!
I ran to Sifo-Dyas. He was gripped by a seizure, his face contorted in silent agony.
What's happening?
Sifo, remember your training. Sifo?
He can't hear you.
Then we need to make him.
Can't be happening. Can't be happening.
It's no good. We need to get him to the Truth Seeker.
But I...
But nothing. Look at your hands, Dooku.
The lightning. It's gone.
It was never there. But Sifo-Dyas is real and needs your help. Your friend, Dooku. Will you help him?
Yes. Of course I will.
We're going to have to carry him. That's it. Carefully.
Sifo-Dyas' torment continued long after we'd left the planet's atmosphere.
No. No, you can't, Sifo. It cannot be.
Listen to me. You're safe. You're safe.
How is he?
The same. I can't get through to him.
He's lost in the visions. Padawan. Padawan, that is enough. You need to come back to me. The Force is strong in you. Do you hear? The Force is strong.
Master.
I'm here.
Master. There were soldiers. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers. So much blood. Washing over me. Washing over us all.
It wasn't real. It was the dark side. Nothing more.
You didn't hear the explosions. Didn't hear the screams.
Sifo, do you remember the cleansing ritual I taught you?
No.
On Rishi, after we uncovered the Hand of Scry.
Yeah, the ritual of the three. Yes, I remember.
We need to teach it to Dooku. Do you understand? The dark side washed over him, too. You want to help your friend, don't you? You want to save him?
Yes. Yes, of course I do.
Then we must prepare. Can you stand?
I think so.
Stand in a circle so we can see each other's eyes. Look inside yourself. Can you feel the Force within?
Yes.
Describe it.
It's cold.
Dark.
That will change. You have to believe it. Now. We need these.
Bandages?
The balm of the luminous. Do you see? Their words are woven into the gauze. As we wrap them about our arms, we bind ourselves in the light.
It sounds like witchcraft.
It's a tool, nothing more. A means to find balance. Here.
Almost reverentially, she passed us both a roll of cloth.
Starting at the wrist, you wind the fabric up your arm like this. Do you see?
Yes.
keep your palm open and raised toward the stars.
That's right, Sypho. Can you remember the invocation?
Yes. Yes, I think so. We call upon the three.
Light, dark,
and balance, true.
One is no greater than the others.
Together, they unite, restore, center, and renew.
We walk into the light, acknowledge the dark,
and find balance within ourselves.
For the Force is strong.
For the Force is strong.
Excellent. Dooku, are you ready?
Yes.
We call upon the three, light, dark, and balance, true.
Together, we repeated the ritual, binding our arms. As the autopilot sped us back to the core, I felt the shadows lift, the memory of what had happened, while still fresh, weighing lighter on my mind, on my heart.
For the Force is strong.
There. Is that better? Look inside yourself again. Describe what you see, what you feel.
Warmth.
Warmth and light.
Keep the bandage under your sleeve. No one will see it or question it. And if you are troubled in future...
Repeat the ritual.
As often as you need. The ancient Jedi did this every day. We have forgotten so much.
And what now?
We return to Coruscant. The journey will give us opportunity to meditate.
I feel so tired.
You must rest, my Padawan. You've been through a lot. We all have.
Yes, Master.
Would you like me to stay with you, Sypho?
No. I need to be alone.
Only if you are sure.
I'll let you know when we're almost home.
Lean, wait.
I suggest you do the same, Dooku. Get some rest.
But what are we going to tell Master Yoda?
Nothing.
But this isn't like Mantero. The things we saw. The things we did.
Dooku, listen to me. Yoda already has doubts about my work. He tolerates what I do, but if he found out I exposed two Padawan to the dark side...
He'd shut you down.
In an instant. This has to be our secret. Do you understand?
It doesn't feel right. He's my master.
And it pains me to ask you, Dooku, but the work is too important. To the Order, to the galaxy as a whole. You see that, don't you? Especially now. You've seen the dark side. You know what it's capable of.
What I'm capable of, you mean?
No. No, I don't. The visions. The lightning. That wasn't you. It was that place. But you're stronger.
The Force is strong.
The Force is strong. Don't worry, please. The future you saw, whatever it was, won't come to pass. I can guarantee it. You're a good man, Dooku. A good man.
A good man.
Are you all right?
A woman with bone-white skin. Sound familiar?
It could be a coincidence,
says the dead man. Maybe everything has already been written. None of us has a choice.
He did. Dooku. The man I knew would never have hurt you.
You knew him. You knew Dooku.
He taught me. He taught us all.
Maybe you told me that. I can't remember.
The Dooku I knew was older. He'd been a Jedi a long time. Still had the beard from the Hollows, but it had already turned gray. And a knighted Padawan of his own, for that matter.
Ah, Dooku has mentioned him. Qui-Gon, wasn't it?
Qui-Gon Jinn. But he wasn't Dooku's first. Oh, no. First came Rael. Rael Avaros. As untidy as Dooku was smart, and as friendly as he was stern. A hyperstorm waiting to happen. That's what Master Sinube called him. And he was right. But I liked Rael. We all did.
Even Dooku?
See for yourself.
What? How?
Dooku's journal. He'll be in there. We all will.
That's it. Very good. Now, let's cycle through the marks of contact. Sai-cha. Excellent. Cho-san. Cho-mai. A little more precision, if you please, Ivana. Sun-jem. Mao-kei. I said Mao-kei, Paz, not Cho-mo. If these were your trials, you would have failed.
Don't let them give you a hard time, kid. You're doing just fine.
Rail. Now is not the time for coddling, my former Padawan. If the initiates are to be ready.
They will be, won't you, younglings?
With Master Dooku's guidance, Jedi Avaros.
See? You have them well trained already, Master. Total obedience.
If only the same could have been said of you. Look at the state of those robes and that sash.
Same old Dooku.
I beg your pardon.
Tell me, kids, you rather play with training holograms all afternoon or witness a practical demonstration?
You're challenging me to a duel.
For old time's sake.
Holograms off.
That's better. What style shall we use?
Whichever you like. It'll make little difference.
You've always been too confident. It'll be your undoing. Sun Jin.
Whereas you talk too much. Shim.
That's true, I guess. While no one could accuse you of being chatty. Cho-sun. Mao-kei. Sai-tok.
Really? The bisecting blow. I thought you better than that, Rail.
Sometimes I like to play dirty, as do you.
You should be careful, my former pupil. You don't want to tire yourself out. You have a long journey ahead of you.
Don't worry on my account, Master. I can do this all day.
It won't be necessary.
Okay, I yield. So la.
You need to work on your lateral extension. You leave yourself open to attack.
And there you have it, initiates. Always the teacher. Always knows best. And don't any of you forget it.
That will be all for today, younglings. But before you go, remember, while we may practice the marks of contact, a Jedi preserves life above all else. In combat, we seek only to disarm, never to destroy. Do you understand?
Yes, Master Dooku.
Very good. Now, off with you. Master Braylon is waiting in the Hall of Discovery.
You're hard on him, you know that.
Too hard.
You still have plenty of time. Besides, as you always told me, lightsaber conflict is purely ceremonial.
More's the pity.
You don't mean that.
And you know as well as anyone that the galaxy is a dangerous place.
Is that your way of telling me to be careful?
You will be. I trained you. Just remember, diplomacy can quickly fail.
When neither party hungers for peace. I know. But I'm sure Yannis will be different.
I hope so. For everyone's sake, I'll walk with you to the hangar.
You're coming to see me off? I didn't know you cared, Master.
Just don't tell anyone. I have a reputation to protect.